අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Dear students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Guru Gedara Educational Program. I'm Shara Rubasingha, the English teacher of Kanumuldeniya South Junior School. Today, I'm going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students on how to read and respond to simple folk stories. Okay, my dear students. Turn to lesson number 43 now. Ready? Okay, let's start our lesson with the beautiful story, The Red and the Blue Coat. The Red and Blue Coat. Once there lived two boys who were great friends and they were determined to remain that way forever. When they grew up and got married, they built their houses facing one another. There was a small path that formed a border between their farms. One day, a trickster from the village decided to play a trick on them. He dressed himself in a two-color coat that was divided down the middle. So, one side of the coat was red and the other side was blue. The trickster wore this coat and walked along the narrow path between the houses of the two friends. They were each working opposite each other in their fields. The trickster made enough noise as he passed them to make sure that each of them would look up and see him passing. At the end of the day, one friend said to the other, "Wasn't that a beautiful red coat that the man was wearing today?" "No," the other replied, "it was a blue coat. I saw the man clearly as he walked between us," said the first man. "His coat was red." "You are wrong," said the other man. "I saw it too and it was blue." "I know what I saw," insisted the first man. "The coat was red." "You don't know anything," the second man replied angrily. "It was blue." They kept arguing about this over and over, insulted each other, and eventually they began to beat each other and roll around on the ground. Just then, the trickster returned and faced the two men who were punching and kicking each other and shouting, "Our friendship is over." The trickster walked directly in front of them and showed them his coat. He laughed at their silly fight. The two friends saw this coat was red on one side and blue on the other. The two friends stopped fighting and screamed at the trickster, saying, "We have lived side by side like brothers all our lives, and it is all your fault that we are fighting. You have started a war between us." "Don't blame me for the battle," replied the trickster. "I did not make you fight. Both of you are wrong and both of you are right." "Yes, what each one saw was true. You are fighting because you only looked at my coat from your own point of view." Okay, my dear children, can you understand the story now? What is it about? Yes, it's about a court. Okay, let's move to our activities now. Are you ready? Activity 1. Read the question first. Read the above text and mark the following statements as true or false. What do you have to do there? Yes, you have to find whether the following sentences are true or false. Okay, let's see. Read the first sentence. The two boys are good friends. The two boys are good friends. What do you think? Are they good friends? What's your answer? See the first sentence of the first paragraph. It says, once there were two boys who were great friends. That means they are good friends. So the answer is true. Okay, now the second one. The trickster dressed in a two-color coat. The trickster dressed in a two-color coat. First tell me, who is a trickster? Yes, a trickster is just like a fox, a very cunning person. They like to cheat people. So, now I think you can find the answer. The sentence says, the trickster dressed in a two-color coat. The answer is, yes, it's also true. Let's see our third sentence. The two boys didn't argue with each other about the trickster's coat. What do you think? Did they argue or not? Yes, they argued each other. So, the answer for this question is false. Now it's sentence number 4. The two boys are farmers. The two boys are farmers. Are they farmers? Let's see. Read the first paragraph again. Then you will be able to find the answer. It says, there was a small path that formed a border between their farms. Who have farms? Farmers have farms. So, the sentence must be, yes, it's true. Okay, now our last true or false question. Really, the coat was stolen. Is it true or false? Has it stolen by someone? What's your answer? No, the coat was not stolen. So here, the answer must be false. Okay, my dear students, now our first activity is over. do your corrections and let's move to activity number 2. Activity 2. Read the story and answer the questions. Here you have 6 comprehension questions. So you have to answer the questions. Let's see one by one. Read the first question. How many characters are there in the folk tale? And what are they? How many characters are there in the folk tale? What are they? What's your answer? Yes, there are 3 characters in the story. There are 3 characters in the story. And what are they? 2 friends and a trickster. Finish. Okay, then question number 2. What were the boys doing when the trickster walked along the narrow path of their houses? Read the question again. What were the boys doing when the trickster walked along the narrow path of their houses? What may be the answer? Yes, the answer is they were working in their fields. They were working in their fields. Have you got it correct? Okay. Then our third question. Find and write 4 adjectives and 2 adverbs from the story. Here you have to find 4 adjectives and 2 adverbs. First tell me, what an adjective is? An adjective is a word that describes a noun. It describes a noun. For an example, we can use flower, a beautiful flower. The word beautiful is the adjective. It's not just a flower. It's a beautiful flower. So, these kinds of words are known as adjectives. Then, what about an adverb? We can simply say an adverb is a word that is used to modify or qualify a verb. Let's see some example. Run, run fast. Speak, speak loudly. Dance, dance beautifully. Here the words fast, loudly and beautifully are adverbs. So, I think now you have got an idea about adjectives and adverbs. So, you can find 4 adjectives and 2 adverbs from the text now. Have you finished? How many adjectives are there in the story? Yes, there are 6 adjectives. They are great, small, narrow, red, blue and beautiful. If you have written 4 from them, then the answer is correct. What about the adverbs? Yes, clearly and angrily are the two adverbs. Let's move to our fourth question. Were the two friends able to solve their problem on the court? What's your answer? A simple question. No, they couldn't solve the problem. Then our fifth question. Read it. Find one word for each of the following phrases from the text. Here you should find a single word for the following phrases. Let's see what are the phrases. A. A person who cheats or deceives people. A person who cheats or deceives people. Can you remember, my dear students? Who is cheating people like a fox? I have explained you early. What's the answer? Yes, it's a trickster. It's a trickster. Next phrase. A state of armed conflict between two people or a group. What's that? A conflict? It's like a fight. What may be the answer? Yes, it's war or battle. The both words are correct because war and battle are synonyms. Part C in the fifth question. The relationship of two friends. The relationship of two friends. You can easily find the answer for it. Isn't that so? What's the answer? The relationship of two friends is... Yes, it's friendship. The answer is friendship. Okay. This is our last question. Question number 6. Write the moral message given through the story in your words. Okay. What's the message given through the story? The message given by the story is... We should not look at any problem only through on our point of view. We should listen to others even though they are right or wrong. It may help us to find the best solution for any problem we face. Understand? Okay. Dear students, now we have come to the end of the today's lesson. I presented this lesson for Ruhunu Guru Gedara Educational Program. I am Shara Rubasingha, the English teacher of Kanumuldeniya South Junior School. Hope to meet you soon in another lesson. Goodbye, children.
Ruhunu Guru Gedara Sambandhava ඔබට මතුවන ගැටලු සහ ඔබේ අදහස් පළ කිරීමට දැන් SMS සේවාවක් සක්‍රියයි. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7481 0.7481 1488 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නට තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර